1, page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us.
Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We take the insert for the 18th Sunday after Pentecost and chant the introit.
show mercy to your people in all their troubles. Grant us always to recognize your goodness, give thanks for your compassion, and praise your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the 18th Sunday after Pentecost is from Luke chapter 1. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem in Judah. They went into the country of Moab and remained there. But Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons. These took Moabite wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. They lived there about 10 years. And both Mahlon and Chilion died, so that the woman was left without her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law to return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the fields of Moab that the Lord had visited his people and given them food. So she set out from the place where she was with her two daughters-in-law, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. But Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each of you to her mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, "No, we will return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb that they may become your husbands? Turn back, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, even if I should have a husband this night and bear sons, and should bear sons, would you therefore wait till they were grown? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, for it is exceedingly bitter to me for your sake that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me." Then they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister." But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts me from you." And when Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more. So the two of them went on until they came to Bethlehem. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For the anthem, we meditate on hymn 855, verses 1 and 7.
Thank you.
please turn in the front of your hymnals to Psalm 111 to chant responsively by whole verse.
Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. In the company of the upright, in the congregation. Righteousness endures forever.
He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful.
He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. Precepts are trustworthy.
They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness.
He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Glory be to the Father and to the Son.
Hallelujah.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance, lifting up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." As they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to them, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We sing hymn 846. You may be seated.
Thanks for everything he's given you and for your very body and soul. What is praise? Praise is worship and adoration and devotion to God who has blessed us. Extolling, admiring, honor Him, and applause for who God is. And praise. And what is faith? Faith is loyalty, fidelity, commitment, allegiance, dedication, assurance, and conviction in a faith created through the Word of God by the Holy Spirit. If we're going to have thanks and praise and faith in Jesus Christ, we ask, who is Jesus? What has He shown us? How do we then live our lives? We're going to look at giving thanks to Jesus as our Master, giving praise to Him for His mercy, and what it means to have faith in the One who calls us to bring the gospel to all the nations. Let us begin with thanks for Jesus, our Master. In this text, Jesus is journeying from Galilee up north through Samaria down into Judea. He enters into a village. He has traveled and visited many towns and villages, and people know the healer is coming into our village. So he is met by 10 lepers. Leprosy is a terrible skin disease. People lose the ends of their fingers and their toes. It's a communicable disease. They had to live outside the city in leper colonies. They were despised by many and helpless and hopeless. But they knew Jesus was coming through. They cried, Jesus, have Master, have mercy on us. And the text says, go and show yourselves to the priests. Jesus didn't do some hocus-pocus act. He said, go show yourselves to the priests, because the priests would look at their skin to see if they were healed, to let them back into the general public. While they were going, they were cleansed. Many of Jesus' miracles are like this. He's not here to do a magic act. They heard His words, they started going back to the priests, and all of a sudden they look, and they're cleansed. The one who was on his journey to the temple stops, turns around, and goes back to Jesus. What does he do? He falls on his face, prostrate on the dirt before Christ. He falls at Jesus' feet and bows down and gives Him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. This is an example of someone who was outside the Jewish people. You see, Samaritans were considered half-breeds. They were half Jews and half Gentiles, were despised by many of the Jews. But many of the people Jesus ministered to were from Samaria. And remember the parable of the Good Samaritan. This man who threw himself at Jesus' feet gave thanks to Jesus as his Master. When you come up here for Holy Communion, you get down on your knees here on the ground and receive Christ's body and blood. One of the words for Holy Communion is Eucharist, which is giving thanks. You come here and prostrate yourself before Jesus' feet as he feeds you with his body and blood, and as you give him thanks. You thank God because everything you have is from Him. Your very existence, your body, your soul, the color of your eyes, your abilities, your talents, the house in which you live, your family, God gave it all to you. So when we come here and kneel, we say, Jesus, Master, I give you thanks for all the benefits to me of body and soul. And we're joining Ruth and Naomi and Paul and Timothy and the one leper in doing that. Then we consider, what does it mean to have praise to Jesus for his mercy? They say, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Jesus is the word Yeshua or Joshua. It means Savior. Master, or Lord, and they often called him rabbi, acknowledges that he's the teacher from God the Father. When they say, "Have mercy on us," we just sang this at the beginning of the divine service, and we sing it every Sunday in what's called the Kyrie Eleison, which in Greek means, "Lord, have mercy." We sang, and we sing three times in the divine service, "Lord, have mercy," "Christ, have mercy," "Lord, have mercy." It's Trinitarian. Lord, Father, have mercy. Christ, Son, have mercy. Lord, Holy Spirit, have mercy. And we sing this. We sing it with a loud voice and boldly. He was cleansed in body. We are cleansed both in body and soul. And when this one saw that he was healed, turned back and found Jesus, he praised God with a loud voice. "The Lord God, Yahweh, the Lord, who made all, who is I am who I am, God Elohim, the maker of the heavens and the earth," he prays with a loud voice. The reason we're singing all the time in the divine service, the liturgy and the hymns, is we are praising God with a loud voice. We are proclaiming our doxology to him, and we're saying, "Lord, have mercy upon us." In the Bible, there are many instances of people saying to Jesus, "Lord, have mercy." These lepers, the blind man, the woman who wanted her daughter healed from demon possession. In every single case, they did it with a loud voice. They were sitting by the roadside, and they weren't going, "Jesus, have mercy on me." They were saying it loud, "Jesus, have mercy, Lord, have mercy." It bothered the disciples told them to be quiet, but they would not be quiet. "I am blind, and I want to see. I am deaf, and I want to hear. I have leprosy, and I want it gone, and I'm going to hold on to Jesus and cry out for mercy, and I'm not going to give up." We are those lepers. We are the ones who confess our sin at the beginning of this divine service, and you heard the words of Jesus telling you that your sins are forgiven. Though many go through this world like the 90%, the 9 out of the 10, who just went on their way and did not return to give thanks, we live in a world where probably it's true. There's probably only 10% of this country that's in church this morning. The 90% are going their merry way, not thanking God at all. But you have returned here. You are coming here to give him thanks, to receive his gifts. We are the Samaritans. We are the foreigners. We are the lepers. And we come and he cleanses us. And we praise him for his mercy, which we say, "Lord, have mercy upon us." And he is merciful to you and me. And then thirdly in this text, there is faith in this one, where the gospel goes to all nations. Jesus said to him, and that's the word of God, "Rise," which is like absolution, "get up, go your way back to your daily vocation. Your faith has made you well." Faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit. We don't create our own faith. The faith is created by the Holy Spirit through the Word. He was given faith, and Christ says, "Your faith has made you well." Meaning, when we come to God in prayer and pray for needs of body and soul, he always hears our prayers, and he will answer according to his best will for you and for me. Our faith, and your faith, is the greatest gift that you have. All the money in the world, it will all be gone. Your house will be gone one day. Someone else will drive your car. And after you die, somebody else will wear your clothes that they get at the Salvation Army. But your faith will remain. Your faith in Christ is a faith that brings the gospel to all nations. Ruth and Naomi in Moab, and then coming to Bethlehem. Ruth proclaimed to Naomi, "Your God is my God, your people are my people." Ruth was a one who lived by faith and recognized the Lord of Israel is the true God. Ruth would marry Boaz. They would live in Bethlehem. She was the grandmother of Jesse, and she was the great-grandmother of David, who became the king. Ruth was in Bethlehem. David was in Bethlehem. Our Lord Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem. This is the beginning of the messianic line going through the Ruth, showing how this humble woman is used by Christ because of her faith to be of the ancestry of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want faith like Ruth. Paul and Timothy in the gospel, in the epistle lesson. Paul was an older pastor directing his words to Timothy, the young pastor. Both of them went not just to Samaria, but all the way to Rome, bringing the gospel everywhere. For the purpose of what we do here is to bring the gospel here and then into all nations. The gospel is this. Christ Jesus is our grace and our strength. He was crucified for our sins. He was raised from the dead. He's the offspring of David according to his human flesh, but he's true God along with the Father. This word of God is not bound. When we proclaim that we are saved by grace through faith in Christ's atoning sacrifice for us, that we have the eternal glory of Christ, we die with Him, we live with Him, we endure with Him, we will reign with Him. We cling to Him like Ruth clung to Naomi, to be faithful to Him because He has been faithful to us. And the gospel is that Christ is the atoning sacrifice for the sin of the world and has taken your sin away and given you forgiveness, life, and salvation. This is the gospel that the world still needs today, as it has always needed, and as the work of the church must continue. So my friends, since Jesus, our Master, has had mercy on us, we turn back and praise Him with a loud voice and fall at His feet and give Him thanks. We rise and go our way. Your faith has made you well. You go out in your daily vocations, in your family, in your community, and in your church to live a life that brings this love to people who do not yet know our Lord Jesus Christ. In our own Trinity Lutheran congregation here, through outreach and the Board of Evangelism and making people feel welcome, that we want them to know who Christ is. In our church, child care, and campus ministry, as one family, we're bringing the gospel to young and to old, where we live and in the world. Our theme for 2023 in stewardship is all God's grace abounding in us, taking from our time, talent, and treasures to bring the gospel to all the nations. Praise be to God. The gospel has been preached to you. You've been taught. You're baptized. You heard absolution. And you receive Holy Communion. And now you leave these doors in your vocation and calling, living in thanks to Jesus, our Master, praising Him for His mercy, and having a great faith in Christ, who will use you to bring this gospel to other people who need to know Christ. All thanks, praise, and faith be to Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. The Nicene Creed, page 158. We stand to confess.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand.
Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayer of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, all people according to their needs. Faithful Lord, by your Holy Spirit, teach us constantly to pray, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Cleansed by his blood, grant that we, like the former leper, would raise our voices of praise in joyful response to your loving care, Lord, in your mercy. God of all truth, we proclaim the holy gospel to all nations. Fortify us in faithfulness when we suffer. Remind us that your word is never bound. Grant, O Lord, that we would be faithful as baptized Christians in the faith, with penitent hearts and joyful faith, that many may obtain salvation that is in Christ Jesus. To that end, bless all the work of Trinity Lutheran Church, and bless Pastor Charles St. Ange and his wife Deborah as they serve in Latin America and the Caribbean. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, your servant Ruth faithfully cared for Naomi in her solitude in later years. Bless all families, parents, children, and grandchildren with wisdom and compassion as they care for their aging parents and care for their family. Give parents a humble spirit to assist all who are in need. And this week, bless the families in our parish and those who celebrate their birthday and baptism. Kim Darmody, John Zubialdi, Pastor Chad Dietrich, Chuck Marr, Linda Sepulveda, Rebecca Mader, Gabriel Hartman, Pastor Evan Gangline and Sandra Lundmark, David Mikey, Zach Favors, and Greg Wells. Lord, in your mercy. Grant, O Lord, that you provide rain for the drought, that we would have our daily bread in abundance, but also be with those suffering from the hurricanes in the south. Grant strength to all those in affliction, sustenance in their time of trial. Lord, in your mercy. Mighty Savior, bring all wars and violence to an end. Guard and protect those who defend us against our enemies in the military. Eli Wiley, Courtney Tate, Danny Green, and Mike Gobble, Emily Shelton, Alex Lath, and Ricardo Bataga. Continue to also bless those who defend us, in the police and the firefighters, that justice may prevail, and all will work together for the common good. Lord, in your mercy. Be with the Steve Ament family at the death of his cousin, Pastor Dwayne Jalis, now that you've received him to yourself in heaven. Comfort their family to know that they will see him again when the Lord Jesus Christ comes again in glory in heaven with the saints and angels. Lord, in your mercy. God of all help, hear the cries of the righteous and deliver us from our troubles. Grant healing and strength to Lupe Sepulveda, Scott Miller, Jeannie Brinketter, Dwayne Brasowski, Candy Darmody, Lindsay Shem, Kate Coffey, Jay Gallagher, and all in need of healing and strength that we name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Grant, O Lord, that you give us a faith that works in love, hope that does not disappoint, compassion that does not fail, confidence in your mercy that does not waver. We may live in your faith and fear all of our days, and at length fall asleep in the arms of your mercy and in everlasting peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
As we gather the offerings, please take the record of fellowship pad at the end of the pew, fill out a sheet, and pass it to the folks next to you. Completed sheets may be placed in the basket in the narthex as we depart. We gather the offerings. You may be seated. Thank you.
Canticle on page 159. We stand to sing.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord.
Becoming obedient unto death, even death upon the cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, gather in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
faith in body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Page 164, we stand to sing.
Thank the Lord and sing His praise. Tell everyone what He has done. Let all who seek the Lord rejoice.
fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.